joined this morning by Senator Jeff Wilson. Good morning, Senator.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Always welcome to talk to you and get some updates and get some insight from your perspective. We were talking off the air a little bit just before this, but one, of course, the biggest news, this is outside of Washington, but of course it is going to impact us in some regards. This shooting in Nashville, this mass shooting at a school, children died in this. I mean, this is something that is going to be a topic of discussion in Olympia, and wanted to kind of get some of your thoughts. I mean, following this, it's still very fresh in people's minds, but where are you on this? What are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling with everybody in the nation and the state that this, of course, it's a very serious tragedy. Those, not just the three children, but the three adults that were taken, their lives were taken in a completely unnecessary, event that was held in Nashville. And my issue with that, it's not only just those that passed, it's also the surviving family and friends. And I often tell people, consider a prayer for all of the friends and family of the survivors that were involved, that knew somebody or had a loved one involved. These things are very, very acutely tragic, and for some, these are never forgotten, and these are lifetime events. And it was relevant to what we're doing here in Washington State. As of yesterday, the Senate Law and Justice Committee was hearing House Bill 1240, and House Bill 1240 is a bill, naturally, the Senate is hearing, that passed the House of Representatives. And the name of the title of this bill is called Establishing Firearms-Related Safety Measures to Increase Public Safety. And having said that, it didn't pass the House by a wide margin. In fact, it only came over to the Senate with a passage of 55 yeas and 42 nays. So it was very close vote in the House. And yesterday the Senate went through a very lengthy process to vote on this bill with many amendments, Kyle. And I'll tell your listeners that the amendments range from all the way to the letter A through the letter Z in the alphabet and beyond. There was a very lengthy discussion. But what I would like to point out to everybody is these tragedies we do need to learn from. But learning from these, before we start pointing fingers, we can look at things that we already know. And Kyle, school safety, whether it's a private school, whether it's a public school, whether it's a trade school, all schools should be looked at always in a more serious light of scrutiny. And we know this. It is, in fact, a lot of times buildings, but gaining access. And in this case, the person was suffering from obviously several behavioral issues, Kyle. It was a suicidal intention. Unfortunately, others paid the price in order to fulfill what the news is reporting is somebody wanting to end their life through this type of an action. But those buildings, alarms, and lockdowns, and training, I think that this is a missed opportunity if we don't address the actual school safeties. We do it in the Senate. We did it this year, Kyle. Earlier, we passed money in the capital, in the operating budget, which will be today, that will be passed. There's money in there for, say, school seismic safety that we focus in on tsunamis and cascading events to make our buildings more safe for both the public, the students, and staff. Well, I think it's time that we make these buildings more safe as it can. When you are getting confronted with people with deep behavioral issues that would like to use any form of weapon or any form of violence, anything used to take another person's life. So,
I was going to say, I mean, when we're looking at this case, there's been a number of reports that come out saying that the shooter was suffering from, I think all I've seen is it's been described as an emotional disorder, which is a very vague anybody that goes to counseling or anything like that could be called saying an emotional disorder. When we look at this, the Tennessee doesn't have like the red flag laws. So if this is something that was a concern, which it doesn't seem to have been a concern beforehand, wouldn't fall under that. But this person was able to legally buy firearms. I mean, following the laws to purchase these firearms and committed this heinous act. How we've had these discussions of adding different security to schools for a number of years, and it hasn't gone anywhere, providing that funding for different security or metal detectors and things like that. The discussion has always seemed to go on the local or on the state and federal level on how do we keep the guns out of the hands of somebody to prevent these actions. So I guess how do we solve a little bit of both, that this person obviously suffered some terrible mental issues to do an act like this, but how do we prevent something like this from happening in the first place? Not just the killings themselves, but prevent them from even considering and taking the guns to the school to perform this act to begin with. I mean, it's a multifaceted discussion.
Oh, absolutely, Kyle. And in this case, we don't know the details or the truth in its entirety of this story. Now, we're all due that. So it's just the details are just coming out. And I caution people to jump to conclusions, of course. There is a process. But you're right, Kyle. We need to go on the preventative end. However, there are reports coming out early that are suggesting that there were some red flags and that there were some other items that may have been known that could or may have caused a well-needed intervention of some sort to the issues that this person was experiencing. And obviously, if they were noted enough, they weren't acted on enough. I'm not drawing that conclusion, but that's of course what we're hearing from the reporting of this story. If there was that discussion, you're right, we need to get to that first. And I think that those interventions trying to a preventative type works for mental health well-being. Even I sponsored a bill this year that couldn't even get a hearing, Kyle. I had a bill that dealt with behavioral health standards in schools, Kyle. Senate Bill 5422, and it dealt with addressing all students to have access to behavioral and mental support services, and I couldn't even get it a hearing. And the reason that these bills are important is so that we can get indicators to help people before things get to a level where we end up with tragedies like this. So, you know, Kyle, there is some effort going on. Unfortunately, it pains me to say that my bill wasn't allowed a hearing, and I'm going to come back with that bill along with other bills. But you're right, we need to look at this in a holistic way. Now, the media will, of course, it's really easy to say the words assault weapon, assault rifle, and those media words seem to gather a lot of attention of people, whether it's through fear or, well, it may sell newspapers. My issue is that Washington State already has some of the most restrictions on gun firearm sales and purchases. Now, we're not Tennessee, but tragedies can happen anywhere. And yet, we have, what are we, the fourth in the nation on leading gun controls at least in the states? And yet our gun violence and our physical violence, murders, they continue to go up. Regardless of every law that we put in there that ties the word gun in there, it continues to increase. And that's the tragedy in itself. So I don't want people to think that just because we're passing gun laws, that's gonna solve this. It's deeper, Kyle. I think you and I agree on that. And we owe a much healthier discussion to dig down to root causes and to be preventative. I completely support what you're saying, Kyle.
And we're looking, I mean, of course, I mean, we could put in some sort of firearm regulations this year, but that doesn't stop. I think they had, I forget how many guns, but like five, six, seven guns that this person had it doesn't stop guns from being out there, whether in criminals' hands or in somebody's home that could be stolen by criminals and committing these heinous acts, and whether or not they're assault weapons or not. I mean, it's clear that these weapons were used in assault and murders, and it's just, I'm not certain how the process could be done to prevent something like this. Obviously, Washington has preventative measures. Tennessee did not have as many preventative measures. Would that have stopped this, or are criminals going to do crime regardless of the fact? There's going to be a lot of things coming out about this over the next months, I'm sure, to try to figure out what the reasoning behind this just heinous act is. But obviously, it's going to bring up a lot of discussions. It's going to bring up a lot of knee-jerk reactions on the federal level, on the state level, throughout the U.S. But obviously, something needs to be fixed somewhere.
Absolutely, Kyle. And I'll, like I say, we will continue to work on it. My issue is the gun is obviously the number one villain, but I don't want to disrespect any of those that lose those to this type of heinous act, as you would say. But we do need to get back. We need to have preventative issues in place. And it needs to be done not necessarily on a statewide base, or it needs to be done just not only in Washington State, but it needs to be nationwide. We also have numbers like 988 that we can call for assistance. And, you know, we need to all be more aware of when somebody is approaching a crisis or the beginning parts of a crisis being built. We do need methods to intervene regardless of the outcome, whether they choose to take somebody else's life or just their own life. This is a serious matter that shouldn't be laid out to blame so quickly. It's complicated, but yet I don't think we're doing enough to get out in front with our behavioral health matters, Kyle. And again, I had to tell you and your listeners about my bill. I took an effort this year to address that, and it simply wasn't heard.
I think that I don't know anybody who would argue. I mean, having behavioral health and having mental health and assistance within schools, and really providing that funding everywhere in the state, it's my opinion that everybody should attend some sort of counseling and work out their emotions, whatever they might be. Whether or not they could extend to this, that if they get to this point, it is well too late. Having these behavioral health, mental health navigators and assistants within schools throughout the state, I think would be assistance to everyone. So hopefully that will get some extra traction. We find some funding to provide that into the future, because that is needed, especially as young people's minds are growing, confronting different emotions and different things, and finding the correct way of being able to handle that and address those concerns as we go. But it's going to be an ongoing discussion, I'm sure, and we are going to be hearing a lot of things, again, both on the state and the national level over the next 6 months. There are going to be, I'm certain, different rules that get put into place, very quickly, and in response to this, but are they going to be effective? We're really not going to know probably for another generation. It's going to be 10, 20 years before we know if this is even effective. I can only assume, just based on past historical evidence.
Yes, well, Kyle, I completely agree. I wish that you were in a position you could vote for my bill, and we would act on it. And again, I just don't want us to go down a road. We do need to be as collective as we can with our thoughts and organize legislation that matters not just for the 19th, not just for the state of Washington, but the entire United States. Unfortunately, this is not going to be the last, regardless of gun regulations that are going to be obviously come out of this. And that's a scary factor right there. We need to go back down and to get into people's minds, their behaviors, regardless of what they're intending to do, what, when, and where. We need to start caring more about each other, because certainly the one thing that the United States can unite on is we also feel and we grieve. We grieve for the loss of those kids and those workers at that school.
19th District Senator Jeff Wilson, there's so many other things we could discuss going on at the state level, and we'll have to reach out and maybe schedule something else to talk about latest budgets and different things. But this, of course, kind of came up, and this is going to be driving a lot of conversation over the next few days. But we'd love to get a chance to talk to you again, even before next week, to discuss some of the other things happening in Olympia, if you've got time available.
I will make time for you, Kyle. I enjoy our conversations and the opportunity to get out to the Grays Harbor community and engage in our communication.
19th District Senator Jeff Wilson, we thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.